104.5 The Zone, 7:46. This is the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Don't forget our 104.5 The Zone 2019 Golf Classic. Great way to spend the day away from the office and maybe with your dad. It's June 17th, Champions Run Golf Course in Rockvale. Get all the info you need, 1045thezone.com/golfclassic. You can pick a morning or afternoon flight. Spots are limited. You get more information again, 1045thezone.com/golfclassic. Want to see you out there June 17th. Let's bring in David Ubbin from The Athletic, covers Tennessee. Wrote an interesting piece, how a JUCO recruit goes from unranked to number one in America in a week. David, what's going on this morning?
Not too much. Just spent a little bit of last week doing some research on the recruiting rankings and how they actually come together. So I've been working on that story.
You wrote about defensive back Art Green, who announced last week he's committing to Tennessee. What is the explanation exactly for him going from unknown to climbing all the way to the top of the charts?
Well, the simplest explanation is that they hadn't really done a full evaluation on him just yet. I talked to the guy who did his evaluation, so they're kind of, when it comes to JUCO guys, a little more reactive and proactive, and so when a guy commits, they do an evaluation, and so kind of dug into what that process really looks like and kind of explained it in the story.
How hard can it be to verify the credentials of some of these players who do have some mystery about them?
Yeah, well, I think it's definitely much more difficult at junior college because it's kind of in some ways the wild, wild west. I mean, I think, he's at Hudson Center, it's a bigger program, but in some of these smaller ones, you know, it definitely is tough to tell. There's a few larger programs where it's a little bit easier. You've got some entrenched staff and you have some relationships with guys. But, it is all about information, and that can be difficult a lot of the time.
David, how good do you think this guy is, Green, as part of Tennessee's 2020 class?
Well, I think he's got a lot of upside. I mean, I think for one, you know, the size is very interesting. I mean, a 6'2", 200-pound corner, that's pretty rare. And he had 6 picks last year, a former receiver, a guy who, you know, was headed to Arkansas State. But that, you know, I think a lot of people look at, you know, high school versus JUCO. But, you know, he didn't have the grades when he got out of high school. And so that definitely hurt his recruitment and really limited his options. You know, when schools know you're not going to be qualifying, I say academically, they tend to back off. But he came to Arkansas State, or came to Hutchinson rather, and switched from receiver to defensive back. And he made a lot of plays this year. But I talked to his coach over there, and he basically he's doing a lot of it on pretty much pure raw athleticism. He's got to be a little bit more refined at the position. And you know, when you're talking about being a defensive back at Tennessee, you know, it's tough to have a, you know, you have a head coach and a new coordinator, Derek Ansley, was, you know, the highest paid DB coach in the NFL. That's a pretty attractive, situation for a guy like Art Green. He's got a ton of athletic skill, but needs to develop and needs to learn the position. And Jerry Pruitt and Derek Ansley are two guys that can really teach the position well.
From The Athletic, David Ubbin is our guest, wrote how a recruit goes from unranked to number one in America in a week.
Hey, David, how much do some of the coaches go back to, their high school ranking, whether it's Rivals 24/7? Do they look at that even though, regardless of all the other outside things, whether it was grades or have you, they got to JUCO? Do they kind of lead and let that lead them down this path?
No, not too much. I mean, I think you need to know everybody's background. You need to know, you know, why is this guy in JUCO? I mean, that's one of the big questions when you're recruiting a junior college guy. Are you dealing with, you know, off the field issues, disciplinary issue, mm-hmm. Is it an effort issue? Is it just a, you know, not lack of support system issue? And it can be a million different things. And some coaches do pay attention to the recruiting rankings. Some don't. You know, from what I've been told, Tennessee leans a little bit more on the group that doesn't pay that much attention to them. So it varies from staff to staff. Not a ton of going back to high school, but I think the only thing that you really need to know when it comes to comparing that is like I said, why is this guy in JUCO? That's a very important question when you're recruiting JUCO guys. Because everybody's there for a reason. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, listeners, you guys and myself, I love Last Chance U. I mean, everybody, the reasons vary quite a bit, and that should affect your recruiting and how badly you want a guy on your campus.
Man, you know, you talk about the 6'2", 200 frame. I'm sure he's a heck of an athlete, especially cornerback, which is the toughest position to play at any level. But how good is he as a thinker on the football field? Because we've seen guys all the time do drills, and they are just outstanding. But guess what? When you do those drills, and I'm interested to see what some of the coaches said, those drills don't make you think. It just shows you how athletic you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the JUCO level, you know, if you're just a better athlete than everyone else at corner, that's going to jump off the screen. You're going to be able to be better. I mean, I think he definitely has a lot to learn. I mean, you're not going to have a ton of, you know, really refined route runners who are going to be able to use their, you know, their body leverage and get you off balance and torch you. There's just not a ton of that in JUCO. In the SEC, there is. I mean, you know, go try to cover, Jerry Jeudy sometime. He's gonna be a whole different animal. And so that's where your technique comes in. That's where the mental side of it comes in. And so when you've only played defensive back like a year, you know, there that mental side is going to be coming. The technique, his coach said that, you know, he needs to get better at his leverage and at his footwork. And that'll come with time. But that's kind of where he's at right now.
Speaking of David Ubbin, who covers the University of Tennessee football and basketball for The Athletic. David, the other sort of interesting thing about Green, making the commitment, the Vol staff, they were kind of going through, not really a dry period, but not much was going on with that 2020 class, kind of a lull, I guess, in the recruiting process. And then all of a sudden, they get a player like Green.
Yeah, I mean, it helps. I think. It's been definitely slow for the 2020 class. And, you know, there's plenty of fans who are frustrated. But I think this is the time of year when there's also nothing else to really worry about. And we're still 7 months away from early signing period. So, yeah, I mean, they would certainly, you'd like to be ahead of the curve rather than behind a little bit like where Tennessee is right now. But a lot of time left. And you know, Tennessee's sitting pretty good in the JUCO rankings. The two best JUCO prospects in the country right now. They may not stay there, Art Green and Jordan Davis, who committed last November. They're there right now.
You want to keep stacking good recruiting classes. How vital is this 2020 group in terms of Jeremy Pruitt and what he's going to do with Tennessee?
I think very important, but not as important as the 2019 class, I guess I would say. They needed that first year, the new coach bump. Most coaches get it at big programs, and Jerry Pruitt did last year when you're kind of selling a vision and doing all those things. And I think if Tennessee can turn some of that into reality, it probably will help them on the recruiting trail this year if they can show some results, prove that, yeah, we really can develop guys. So they got to prove that. I think there's a good chance that happens, but you got to do it. And so 2020 is really important, but like I said, you got to get your first class in there and develop those guys. And Tennessee obviously needs to upgrade its talent. So, I think 2020, obviously, very important, but I think the 2019 class was probably bigger, and that was a good class that really addressed a lot of needs that they had.
What do you think is the strength of this staff from what you've seen? Is it recruiting? Is it teaching? Is it game day coaching? What is it?
I think teaching and development is really big. When you got guys with so much experience, I mean, Tracy Rocker on the defensive line, there's not many guys with more experience in the SEC at that position. You know, the same you could probably say about Jim Chaney. Jerry Pruitt, obviously, is the coach. Teaching is probably where I would say. They've got some recruiting specialists. I mean, Jerry Pruitt is a guy who loves to recruit. He's got guys. You know, Brian Niedermeyer's on staff, that's kind of their specialty. But I would probably lean toward teaching and maybe slightly recruiting as well.
David, always great to speak to. We appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Anytime.
All right. From The Athletic, that's David Ubbin. Good read. How a JUCO recruit goes from unranked to number one in America in a week. David, of course, covers Tennessee for The Athletic.